You've found the secret that's bringing 1 million parents home. Learn how to give up your corporate salary and supplement your income with the skills you already have while working at home with your family unit. You are listening to This Little Parent Stayed Home. Here's iHeartRadio Talks self-made mom entrepreneur, Allie Lopreet.
Well, hello, you are listening to This Little Parent Stayed Home. I'm Allie Lopreet, your ambassador to freedom and fun and money, moms and dads. Myself and my team are diligently working to bring home 1 million career savvy parents, and we are, in fact, evolving. And I want to talk to you today about time management just for a little bit, and how you are probably already better at time management than you think just because you're a mom or a dad. And for those of you who are new parents, or maybe you're about to become new parents, well, let me tell you, time management is one of the greatest skills that you're just going to naturally acquire as you venture into parenthood. I had a major epiphany this week that I know you're all going to appreciate. My realization was this. Are you ready? We all have superpowers, right? I mean, how else can you possibly explain our ability to defy the universal laws of time? We have superpowers. That's it. We are able to defy time. And the reason I know that is because for the past 8 years, I have somehow figured out a way to defy time by running several businesses, earning an income, maybe not a huge income, and let me tell you real quick what my milk money pays for. My milk money pays for all of our extracurricular activities for the kids, which are not cheap. Sports, piano lessons, camp, day camp, family vacations, as well as all of my female indulgences, my hair, my gym membership, my shopping sprees, shoes, as well as birthday gifts, holiday gifts, all those little extras that come up, and end up costing several thousand dollars or tens of thousands of dollars more a year than we would be able to afford as a family otherwise. Probably not enough to live on, but still the income that I've earned for my family has made a significant difference for how my family lives. But with that said, I am a busy mother. You like how I did that? I'm busy. I'm heading up Our Milk Money. I'm coaching small business owners. I'm teaching Twitter courses. I'm coming up with weekly content for you people who I love. And for years, I have been telling you that I've only been doing it for 6 hours a week. And that is because that's really all I could afford in the way of childcare was two mornings a week for preschool for my youngest, Henry. So I'm happy to report that Henry, my baby boy, just graduated from preschool. Quite adorable. And he's going to be starting full day kindergarten in the fall. And since both my kids are starting summer camp next week, you see, I've just hit a major milestone. You see, I finally crossed that finish line that has like seemed like miles and hundreds of thousands of miles away. I just crossed it. My husband and I have been high-fiving all week long because this trek has been like climbing Mount Everest. We didn't know if we'd ever get here. We thought we'd die along the way several times, but we made it. We're here. And let me tell you, in retrospect, I have watched 4 years with sad puppy dog eyes. You know, all the other moms with older children, I've watched them meet for coffee. I haven't been able to do that. Plan mom's night out. Can't do that either, because that's usually when I would like catch up on work if I ever missed those 6 hours. And also I've been telling my poor husband. He's been hearing me tell him for years. I know, honey. I know you want to hang out with your friends. I know you want to audition for plays. I know that you want to take a vacation that's longer than just like a quick weekend getaway. I know. Just wait until Henry goes to kindergarten. We're almost there. And we made it. And also for me, let me tell you, my creative peeps who relate to me, one of the hardest things, if you have a creative brain where you're constantly coming up with great ideas, like million-dollar ideas, the hardest thing is not being able to implement them because there's no time. And you know that realistically, you just have to hold on for another couple years until you have the time and the energy and the focus to really commit to those ideas. And oh God, I came up with so many great ideas in the shower and blow drying my hair. That's when they come to me. There's nothing worse than having those million-dollar ideas and knowing that you can't put them into action. But now I can! I've had to say no to so many things, joint ventures, partnerships, speaking engagements, conferences, and all because I made a commitment to putting my children first. That was my main responsibility, and I had to wait until they're both in school full time. So this is a momentous occasion. But the reason I'm talking about it with you is because I realized how brilliant I became by default at just learning how to manage my time in just a scarce 6 hours a week. Those 6 hours were structured and strategized down to the second so that I was never wasting any part of it. I called the shots in those 6 hours. They were my money-making hours, and I only booked clients during that time who had prepaid. If I didn't have a client, I would plot out my sales call, my sales script, my radio show script. I would unplug my phone and refuse to answer it during those 6 hours. If you didn't have an appointment, you didn't get to talk to me during those times because I was only charging for those hours. I even charged clients who were no-shows. Why? Because that money that I brought in during those allotted times were helping to pay for my childcare, and I wasn't going to lose money. I was going to at least get the cost of that covered no matter what. That was my quota. Was covering the cost of childcare. And I was sure to fill it every week. So I started thinking about how much I was able to accomplish in these little 6 hours a week, only 6 hours a week, and why I was able to be so much more focused and more productive during that time, probably the most efficient use of my time ever in my life, and how much more I'm now finally going to be able to accomplish with an extra 36 hours each week. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I'm so excited. But here's the real interesting thing that I wanted to share with you today. It's when you stop to consider how many hours of time is wasted in corporate America at a 40-hour a week job, and how much more I've accomplished than people who go to a 40-hour a week job, accomplishing literally a fraction of what I'm able to accomplish now that I'm a super mom with superpowers defying the laws of time. And also, I'm a master of time management. And so it dawned on me that no wonder we are friggin' taking over the business world, moms and dads. We are the entrepreneurs to be reckoned with. We have less time, less startup funding, less business knowledge than anyone out there. And we are the ones that are creating all the new trends and saving the small business economy. We have figured out how to defy those laws, the lies of time, right? And you know, something else that occurred to me is how non-productive big businesses are with the way that their structure is set up. And I don't mean to harp on big business or corporate America. A lot of you are listening in because you already have, you're looking for a way to come home. So I'm not going to be negative about, you know, those of you that have the corporate jobs. But I do need to say something about how their structure is set up. It's not that there's too much time spent gossiping at the water cooler. And it's certainly not because we have access to the internet and social media and that we take breaks to see what our friends are up to on Facebook. I mean, those things are like the modern smoke breaks in a post-smoking world. Those things are actually necessary for, rebooting your brain for productivity. And they have been proven over time to increase employee efficiency and morale. But the biggest problem that I see is that there's no quiet time in the office. And think about how that would go over. How would your boss feel if you unplugged your phone for 3 hours at a time and didn't answer emails? Or how would your boss feel if you didn't show up to all those many, many unnecessary staff meetings? Or what would happen if you closed your door to your office with a sign that said, "Do not disturb"? Would your boss go for that? Can you imagine not getting bothered all day long, though? Can you imagine how much you would accomplish, how much more productive you could be without any interruptions? Your employers don't even realize that they are the problem with you not being better at your job. Work is like sleep. When you fall into a deep REM cycle, okay, you fall into deep stages of sleep over the course of the evening. And for parents who are never getting a good night's sleep, you understand what I'm saying. It's because you're woken up over and over again. And it's not like when you do go back to sleep, you get to pick up where you left off. You have to start all over again, right? So that's why so many of us with young children wake up in the morning saying, gosh, that was awful. I got no sleep last night. And you're right. You never hit that deep sleep stage where great dreams and magic happen, okay? Well, the same is true for working and concentration and getting to that creative core where you unleash your greatest discoveries and progress. If you're interrupted every 15, 20, 30 minutes, right when you're about to reach that sweet spot, it's taken away from you. And you have to attempt to start all over again. That is why for years I've been telling moms and dads, stop trying to work with your kids in the same room as you. It's not fair. It's not going to happen. It's not fair to you, to your business, especially not fair to them. It will not accomplish anything that you set out to. You're going to get frustrated, burnt out quickly. You're going to foster resentment from everyone involved, including yourself. But when you take those few hours that you do have, that you know you'll have zero interruption, where you can unplug your phone and you can put a sign on your front door and you can structure whatever amount of time the universe has been kind enough to grant you, 6 hours, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, whatever you have, if you are strategic with those hours without interruption, you will get so much accomplished. And that is why with 36 additional hours a week, I am going to kick major ass because I already learned how to maximize every single second to my advantage. And don't look now, moms and dads, but you just done the same thing. No matter what kind of money you actually bring in, or maybe you'd hoped for a little bit more when you first launched your small business. But the fact is, you've improved in areas that others have not because you had to. Being self-employed has taught you resilience, flexibility, creativity, adaptability. So when you get those hours back, like I just have, believe it, one day you will. Imagine what you're going to be able to truly put into action that you have been realistically holding yourself back from, and now you don't have any more excuses. You're a business leader and you are making contributions to this revolution, and we are all a part of it. So standing ovation for you. Hey, Barry, do you have like sound effects? Did he leave? Woo! All right. I thought maybe you had applause or something. Okay. anyway, I'm in a giddy mood today, and not just because I've hit this huge milestone in my career as a parent entrepreneur. Are you going to do the applause now? No, it's too late. All right. We missed the moment. Thank you for the applause. but I'm giddy today because I'm bringing on my beautiful sister friend, Bridget Brady. She's coming on in the next segment, and it's, let me tell you, I came in so excited today. It's always a big party when I'm with her and when we get together. Bridget is like one of my most favorite people in general. She's this goddess internet marketer. She's helped so many of my people learn how to make money online. We're going to be talking about so many things today. And we're going to be talking about also how to promote yourself online, as well as we're going to be talking about a free webinar that we host together that is now new and improved. If any of you have taken it in the past, you might want to take it again because it is new and improved. It doesn't matter if you already have a business and you want to look to make additional money using a proven online system, or you just want to get your business to the next level. Bridget is still teaching that as well. But anyway, when we come back, I have a few announcements for you. And then the party's going to begin. We will be back before you know it. So stay tuned.
Learn how to balance it all on This Little Parent Stay at Home with the champion of all work-at-home parents, Ali Lopreet.
Did you know that some turtles can breathe through their butt?
My entire family is crazy about these lunchbox love cards that I pack in my kids' lunches and backpacks. Each note has a special message on the front, like this one.
There is nothing you can do or say that would change how much I love you.
The kids just love it because on the back of each card, there are unique jokes and kid trivia that they can use to show off to their friends.
Did you know that there is astronaut poop on the moon?
I love them because it makes me feel like I'm sending a part of myself to school with the kids every day. And get this, Lunchbox Love is now offering free printables exclusively for the listeners of This Little Parent Stay at Home. Just go to saypleasecom/samples to download samples of Lunchbox Love to try with your family for free. That's saypleasecom www.bumblebee.com/samples.
Did you know that butterflies taste with their feet?
Bring love and fun to your child's lunch and stay connected with them all day.
So I know what it's like to work really hard in your business and not get the results that you were hoping for. If this sounds like you, it's very likely that you need to go back to the drawing board and create a business plan. And I can't think of anyone better to help you out with this than my really great friend and superstar business colleague, Ellen Rohr. How great is this? Ellen is here with me right now with a free offer to the listeners of This Little Parent Stayed Home.
Allie, this show is all about having a life, not just getting by. Mm-hmm. You can stay home and have a rockin' money-making business. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
A simple business plan can help you get motivated and get really profitable. You're strapped for time, so I made it really easy and free. Check out weekendbizplan.com. The Weekend Biz Plan mini book is a step-by-step, hour-by-hour agenda for imagining and crafting your own business idea. And you can start making money on Monday. I included all the forms and spreadsheets you'll need too. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I love it. It's so terrific, Ellen. Thank you so much for the very generous gift. Take advantage, folks. You gotta go to www.weekendbizplan.com right now to learn how to launch a profitable business in a mere weekend, and it's free. That's www.weekendbizplan.com.
Learn how to balance it all on This Little Parent Stayed Home with the champion of all work-at-home parents, Allie Lopree.
Oh my gosh, the studio here today at Premier Networks is like brimming with goddess energy. First of all, I have my amazing co-host and producer, Nicole. We love you, gorgeous girl. I love her on my team. And of course, Barry, who is very masculine but has an amazing feminine energy that fits right in. And last but certainly not least, my most favorite is sitting right next to me, the gorgeous Bridget Brady. You are just stunning. You look amazing. I'm so happy to have you join me here in the studio, like not as a caller.
I know. Allie Lapreet, I am so excited to be here on the air with you in this amazing studio. True to form, I took a million selfies.
Yay! Because we're all about social media, right?
We're all about social media. So I took a million selfies. So I posted them to my social media.
Love it.
So it's awesome.
I love it. And I really want to talk about social media today because social media is still in its infancy. I mean, really, it is. And we're all sort of like learning about like social media etiquette. And then there's those of us, you know, that we don't want to alienate anyone. We don't want to, you know, bombard and be rude. But then again, you have to push boundaries and you have to be unapologetic and in how you promote yourself, because everything that you do, everything you put out there is part of your brand. And, you know, and I think for some of us, it's a little bit frightening to put yourself out there until you see exactly what it brings back to you. So bravo to you for all
Thank you.
Pictures and everything that you post.
I know, I'm excited.
You're a busy girl.
I'm so busy right now.
I know.
But I'm in one of those be careful what you wish for moments in my life.
No such thing. No such thing.
Well, because I have all these things I say, I wanted that. And hey, universe, I want this. Mm-hmm. And the universe is like, okay. Here you go.
You know what's incredible about that is it's not be careful what you wish for.
Thank you.
We're going to find another phrase because that's not the appropriate phrase. But first of all, it's amazing that when you wish for it, it appears.
Right. And specifically, what I have also learned is the specificity of putting out exactly what mm-hmm. I want. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to talk about social media and it sounds so silly, but even in a way of promotion, getting mm-hmm. really specific, I want this for my business. So I'm going to promote in this specific way. And then just like you said, and it just comes. Right. Just manifests into your life.
I think the most frightening thing, because I experienced this recently, too. I manifested this radio show here in this, amazing studio with my amazing team. I manifested the TV show that's about to happen, which you play a significant role on. And when it all started happening, it was happening so fast. And I wasn't afraid of like, can I keep up with this? I was afraid of my power. I felt like the Midas touch. Like, I felt like I was King Midas. Like, I'm afraid to touch things because it just all comes true. Like, whatever I wish for, like, it just appears.
So maybe that phrase is not be careful what you wish for. Maybe it's I'm in a staying open to abundance moment.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
And you know what's frightening is that maybe we're just, as a species,
yes,
not quite used to getting all we want so easily.
Right.
Do we like drama and struggle and challenges? Or
perhaps.
Maybe we do. Or maybe we just say, you know, I'm done. I'm done with the struggle. I'm done with the drama. I'm done with the challenges. I'm just ready for life to be easier and give that up to the universe. And what do we do with that? I think we're afraid because we don't know what to do with that.
Right.
Anyway, so tell me what you're up to. I know that you're busy with, well, first of all, let's talk about...
Yes.
I know, I'm jumping all over the place because I'm looking right at you. I'm so excited you're here. I can like touch you.
I know. We're holding hands right now. Listeners, it's very awesome.
Amazing energy. So first of all, I have been hosting with Bridget a wonderful monthly webinar that teaches you how to make money online. But we're going to up the ante a little bit. So many of you have taken it. A lot of you have been benefiting. It is completely free. We do it on the first Wednesday of every month.
Yes.
Although if you can't make it, you can still register and Bridget will find a time for you that
yes.
you can show up. So don't worry about that. But you're going to find that link. It's a free webinar. Are we going to up it to 1 hour?
Yeah, I think we're going to do, because it used to be 30, maybe 45 minutes. So now it's going to be 45 minutes, no longer than an hour, because we know you're busy parents.
Right.
But just like Allie said, we are upping the ante. And it used to really just be about making money online, tools and strategies for making money online. But now I do a lot of social media and teaching social media
yeah.
that has not only been benefiting my online clients, but brick and mortar businesses.
Right.
I have everyone from ice cream shops to actors
yeah.
that are now taking my social media marketing course and also completely like blasting off with their brick and mortar businesses. So I said, you know what? Let's put those two hands together. Allie and I talked about
yeah.
this. And we're like, let's do it together. Let's do an entire teleseminar where we are going to talk about making money specifically online with specific tools and proven strategies. But we're also going to do a section on social media marketing, whether your business is online or offline, you can benefit from social media.
Beautiful. And the way to register for that is to go to thislittleparent.com. Go to thislittleparent.com, and I believe it's on the right side under business opportunities. You're going to see a gorgeous picture of me and Bridget. Just click on that. That's going to take you to the registration page, and it's free. And again, if you've already taken this course, you're going to want to take it again, whether you are already knee deep in your own business and you're just looking for those strategies, or maybe you're looking to build an online business on the side, learning how to make money. A lot of people do that. So either way, thislittleparent.com is going to take you to the registration link. Just click on that gorgeous picture of me and Bridget where it says learn how to make money online. So, okay. So in addition to the free, and that's free, by the way, in addition to the free webinar that you're teaching with me, let's talk about all the other things that are going on. I know that you are, well, I'll let you talk about it. Album, teaching, Toastmasters, so much to cover today. What's going
yes.
on with you?
Okay. So I'm going to preface this by saying that everything I do, I am not only a human advocate, a parent advocate, an entrepreneur advocate, but at the end of the day, everything I do is in alignment with my own mission to live in and bring others happiness, joy, and fulfillment.
Yes, break
yes.
me off a piece of that.
Right. sign me up. Thank you. So that's like everything I do. And I do teach a lot of courses. And really, at the end of the day, I'm passionate about helping people live the life that they actually want to live.
You know, the hardest part about that is some people don't know what they want. They have been told by so many people their entire life, what their path to happiness is, what that's supposed to look like.
Yes.
And so for so many of us that are like reaching middle age, I hate that I'm saying that out loud, but for so many of us that have lived half of our lives, we are now going, wait a second, that never made me happy.
Yes. Well, and you know, Allie, so I spent 15 years in what mm-hmm. you know I call corporate American prison.
Corporate prison.
But I'm not going to poo-poo it. You know what? I thank you, corporate America. Thank you. You made me a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. I worked on Wall Street for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mamacita made a lot of money. That's
yeah.
just the truth. Like, it was a good time. And I was a rat in a cage, and I was totally, you know, 80 hours a week in a cubicle. You know, money, yay, soul dying.
Yeah.
That it was not my thing.
Right.
So as you know, I did that. And I 7 years ago, I became an entrepreneur and I said, I'm no more. I can't do this anymore. I started my own business. And then more to your question. So now I started my own business 7 years ago, just as an online business. And I started there. And then over the course of the last 7 years, I expanded into social media training. I do speaker and sales and presentation training. I actually now am the official trainer for the largest online university on the planet.
Wow.
Learn.org and YouGotClass.net.
Fantastic. Good for you. This is something you didn't even tell me.
Oh, yeah. So I'm their official speaker and presentation trainer. I also just got hired by Toastmasters.
That's incredible. And I know that that's like impossible to do because you weren't even a member, were you?
Right. Because I'm not a member of Toastmasters, but I was actually approached to come do a vocal technique and speaking class for them.
What a dream come true.
It's a dream come true. It's amazing. So, and again, it's all about empowering people to live the life they love, which of course, all this fantastic business expansion has brought me back to my roots and one of my first loves, which is allowing me to do a lot more singing and acting and performing. And so, yes, I'm so busy. And every single day, like I wake up and I love my life.
Okay, so let's talk about like the singing, because I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I love the singing and I love just, you know, it's just tell me what kind of things you're doing. I know you're doing your own album and you're performing a lot.
I'm producing my own album. I sing with an acoustic trio called Make Mine Acoustic. I sing I've been singing on and off with this amazing group called the Wonderelles.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know about that.
I do.
50s, 60s, 70s music.
Like what kind of, like, tell me, give me some examples of songs that you sing.
Oh, gosh. We do everything from Johnny B. Good to Son of a Preacher Man. And then we do really sweet stuff like Johnny Angel and One Fine Day.
I know One Fine Day.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
All right, here we go. One fine day, you look at me, and you will know our love was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl.
The arms I long for will open wide.
Oh my God.
And I'll be proud to have you right by my side. Oh, one fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl.
Can you go on?
Maybe. Though I know you're the kind of boy that only wants to run around, I'll be waiting, and someday, darling, you'll come to me when you want to settle down. Oh. You are such a superstar.
I told you it was going to be a party here on this Little Baron State Home.
You're cracking me up.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're actually going to talk a little business. No Woo. More singing. But that was fun. I love it.
Love it.
Be one of the millions of parents who are bringing their careers home. It's not about how hard you work, it's about how smart you work. This Little Parent Stayed Home with your host, self-made mompreneur, Allie Lopreet.
This is Allie Lopreet. Now, as you know, I made it my personal mission to help 1 million parents bring their careers home. And I'm always on the lookout for the best work-at-home opportunities that's going to allow you to sign your own paychecks and be able to put your family first. That is why I am truly excited to be able to present a legitimate income-making opportunity to those of you who are truly serious about working from home. I've teamed up with my very good friend, Bridget Brady, and together we're going to be offering a free 30-minute teleseminar on the first Wednesday of every month so that we can show you how to make money online using an already proven system. You can reserve your seat by going to thislittleparent.com, and under the business opportunities tab on the right side, you'll find the registration link for this free 30-minute call. It's free, it's strictly informational, and it's already been giving a lot of parents just like you the resources to take control of their financial future. Go to thislittleparent.com to reserve your complimentary seat, and we'll see you there. You know, the one thing that I'm asked about more than anything is how I grew my following from a few hundred to hundreds of thousands. So if you really want to know how I did it, I'll tell you. I cracked a code. So if you want to learn my secret and drive mass traffic to your online website, you're not going to want to miss my Totally Twitter training course. I stand by my method 100%, and so I offer a money-back guarantee. You're going to see a huge increase in your page visits pretty much immediately, or your money will be refunded in full. If you want to learn more about my Twitter strategy, you can visit AllieLaprete.com or just give me a call, 323-863-3603.
Make your family number one. Work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, and make money. This Little Parent Stayed Home, online at thislittleparent.com. This Little Parent Stayed Home with Allie Laprete.
All right, we are back. We are talking here today about time management and marketing, and it's a musical, apparently. I knew there was going to be some kind of music because there always is with you. And, you know, what's interesting is that in my family, and I think you had alluded to the fact that your family was similar, but we have two rules in the Laprete family, and that's that we need to have music going all the time and laughter. And when there's music playing, we all sing. I don't care if you don't feel like it. I don't care if you want to hear the song. You don't tell anybody to be quiet. No, everybody sings if you know the song. It is a must in the Laprete house.
Yes. Well, my whole life has been a musical, and it's hysterical because my 3-year-old niece, Tegan, her life is a musical. Mm. She will literally like walk around and she'll be like, and she's three years old. Yeah. And she's like, you know, Daddy, can I throw this in the trash can for you?
I love it.
It's a musical.
You know, I know that there's people that make fun of that, but my life is a musical too. I would love to live in a world where there's music and singing all the time.
Amen.
I would just be thrilled with that. Anyway, so we're going to get into the nitty gritty of business because I know that's why you all tuned in today. And I do have some announcements at the end of the show, so make sure to stay tuned. But Bridget, I really want to find out. Let's get down into the authenticity. Let's get real, okay? So I want to know, you're super successful. You've helped hundreds, if not thousands of others become ultra uber successful in their businesses, in their speaking engagements, in their performances, whether it be making money or whether it be branding themselves, promoting themselves. But I want to know the truth about your darkest days.
Oh, of course.
I know. I'm changing. Thanks. I'm shifting the energy here, but I know how authentic you are. So
yes.
Tell me, was there ever a time in all of your success where you were just like, to hell with this, I'm throwing in the towel, I'm going back to corporate America, I can't do this anymore?
Many, many times.
Thank you for that.
Many times, Allie Laprete. I think, I can remember two times specifically. I think if you're asking me about my darkest days, and I have a book coming out called Jobs to Jammies, mm-hmm. and it's how to get out of your job and be a successful work in your PJs entrepreneur.
I love it. Great title.
Right? And I talk about this in my book. I became an entrepreneur 7 years ago, but I still held on to a part-time, three-quarter-time corporate America job.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually only 4 years ago, which is kind of yesterday in the world of things. 4 years ago, I actually got laid off from that corporate America position as well, and was left with just my like little tiny, tiny fledgling business.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, since we're being authentic, is I lost everything. In one, yeah, I lost everything. This was 4 years ago, my friend. And I say this to you, the listener, because it doesn't have to take, you don't need 10 or 20 years to recover from, you know, quote unquote disaster. I call it the year of the phoenix because I burned my life mm-hmm, to the ground mm-hmm, mm-hmm. so that I could rebirth myself. And 4 years ago, I lost my condo at the beach. I lost my corporate America job.
Yeah.
My boyfriend left me. So, mm-hmm. you know, that was fun. So not only was I broke, but I was completely alone and literally, oh, yeah. And I didn't really have any furniture left. It's a long story that I won't go into, but I literally found myself laying on my floor in a massive depression. I couldn't get off my floor. I had no money. I had no relationship.
Isn't it amazing how we can look back on that as the darkest time? And I've had several of those. You know, I had one that landed me in a mental institution 7 years ago, and I had one that happened last year. Just last year, I thought that I was done with those depressing times. But what's amazing is that we can look, you're laughing. I mean, you have this big smile on your face as if it was like the beginning of something, not the end, but the beginning. And we didn't know it at the time. You know, Steve Jobs always says you can't connect the dots going forward, but you certainly can connect them going backwards.
Right.
And connecting them going back, that was the beginning of the rebirth of Bridget.
It was. It was the beginning. And it was that time. It was laying on my floor and eating on $7 a week and really looking at myself and saying, okay, like, what do you actually want to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
You've lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting over anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I think
clean
this is
slate.
Clean slate. I think this is God's way of telling me that I am meant to be an entrepreneur and not work in corporate America in its own, you know, as my own interpretation at that moment. And I said, I'm going to create a life for myself where I will work my own businesses on my own time. I will do the things I love. I will spend time with the people I love. Like, I will make that happen. Now, again, that was after a couple months of laying on my floor,
right,
crying.
Rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
To rock star.
Ooh, that should be our next book. Rock bottom to rock star.
I love that, though. I love that you said that. And it's not just rock bottom for a few moments. It's rock bottom for like 2 months, 3 months. Even, you know, there are people that are listening out there that could be rock bottom for several years. But there comes a point, and I think you're like me, where I'm comfortable in my depression. At least this last time. It's not that I was comfortable in it. I just went, I'm afraid to get up. I'm afraid if I get up, I'm going to get knocked down again. I was afraid, you know, to make a new, build a new life. But in that moment, you just go, but what's the alternative? Staying here
right
at the rock bottom?
Because right,
I can't live like that.
Right. And yes, I was laying on my floor crying for 2 months, literally. I'm not kidding. But it took me a year. I moved from, honestly, like the beach to the barrio, because it's what I could afford at the moment. And it took me a year of, you know, pulling myself up by my bootstraps and sitting down in my apartment every day, making those sales calls, figuring out, like, how do I build my business, building my business. And it wasn't until a year late, I mean, a year of constant work and effort and transformation that then I was able to change my address. And, you know, I live in the Malibu Hills now, and
right,
it's a whole different world. But then there was that transition. And then there was another year of like barely scraping by.
Right.
Not even every week, every day. Right. If you're an entrepreneur, like, where are you in your business? Do you eat what you kill? Believe you me, for a very, very long time, like, I ate what I killed. And if I didn't, quote unquote, kill or sell something that day, I didn't eat the next day.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
And that's
crazy.
Really different than, a mutual friend of ours. We're in a mastermind group with Alice, and we were talking about how money, how we view money. And, you know, we did say that even though it's stressful and we struggle, we actually have we have this other income that our husbands provide, and our husbands are counting on us to supplement that income, or we're not going to survive. But we still had that to fall back on. You are only taking care of yourself. And if you're right, if you don't sell something, you don't pay your mortgage, you don't pay your rent, you don't eat.
Right.
You get your electric bill turned off until you can afford to turn it back on again.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff. And yet you have been, you've mastered it. It's kind of going back to the beginning of the show. When you have to, I think I have a theory that if you are thrown in with the lions, you figure out a way to survive. And you're going to get eaten a little bit, and you're going to, you know, you're going to get gnawed on, and you're going to get, you know, hurt, and you're going to fall down a lot. There's going to be a lot of pitfalls. But those pitfalls, like everything else, are ways that you eventually establish yourself and create a structure and a strategy.
Absolutely.
And now you're teaching that to other people.
Absolutely. But, and it's up and it's down. I don't want to ever have anyone think that, oh, being an entrepreneur is so easy. Oh, you work in your PJs at home? That must be so easy. I have found tools and strategies to make it easier, but not just, I was talking to a mentor of mine maybe 6 months ago. I actually had an opportunity to go back into corporate America at like $170,000 a year job.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I turned it down because I know, and believe you me, many, 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 many people who are close to me and who love me are like, you are crazy. What are you doing? Take the money.
So what did you
choose
instead?
I chose living a life I love.
And your freedom.
And
to do it on your terms.
Thank you. I chose my freedom. I chose doing it on my terms. I chose I'm going to make that much money and more in my own way, on my own time, and still get to record my album. And, you know, I just had a nephew born, my beautiful 2-month-old nephew Hunter. And guess what? I got to go home to Colorado for 2 weeks to spend time with him. You know why? Because I live the life I love. I live the life of my choosing.
Right.
And so that's what I've gotten so passionate about helping other people do, to like, let me help you, you know, get the tools, whether that's social media or online marketing or speaker training or sales training. I'm like, that's, I got to help other people do this. I must. Like it is, it occurred to me the other day, like what if a huge portion of my life really were just about being a benefit to other people? And I'm like, yeah, I think that's resonating with me. I think that's it.
Well, that's ultimately what matters anyway. You know, in any frame, in any kind of task that I'm undertaking, the hardest part of staying focused when I'm feeling, you know, getting up on the stage and speaking, you know, I love it. I love speaking on the stage like you, but I get stage fright just like anybody else. And the one thing that takes me out of that is not focusing on me, but focusing on who I'm speaking to. How am I benefiting them? How am I helping them? And that's the recommendation that I give to all of my clients, to all of the listeners. When you're making it all about you and you're trapped in the center of your own universe, you're missing a whole world out there. You're missing all these other things that can empower you, that can make you really come alive and into yourself in ways that you never really even knew you were capable of doing when you were focusing on being of service to others.
Yes. And at the same time, I also take this into my own life, and I teach other people this too, that selfish isn't a bad word.
No.
And doing things just because you want to do them is really okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really okay to say whatever it is. Like, you know, I want to spend the day at Hurricane Harbor with my friends.
We had so much fun this weekend. Wasn't that great?
It was amazing.
We had so much fun, we forgot to take selfies.
I know, right? We were having so much fun. But, you know, I mean, I think that it's okay to say, you know, yes, I want to be a benefit in the world. And what do I want? What do I really want? And then giving yourself the permission to just do that.
Yeah.
Do it. It's okay.
You know, and that's especially hard for women with kids because you want to. You're aching to go, no, I'm just going to be selfish right now. But you can't. There's kids that need to be fed and their diapers need to be changed and the house is a mess. And these things have to be taken care of because otherwise your kids are going to get sick. And, you know, and so, but I think it's important for you to still carve out that time and say, okay, I'm going to take care of everybody else right now, but then I want everybody to give me my hour or my 2 hours or my 3 hours or the weekend, you know. And one of the funny things about Sunday is that in my family, it was Father's Day, and most fathers spend it with their family, but in my family, Chris and I went, no, that's BS. No, we spend time having fun and enjoying one another all day long, every single day, and we need a break. And the one gift that we can give to one another on our special day is quiet. Quiet and time to just take care of ourselves, to be completely selfish and completely self-absorbed. And that is, you know, it rebuilds you. It's important. And so I think we're probably the only family in the world where we don't celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day as a family. Because every other day of the year is family day, kids day.
Right.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Are we ready to take a break? Okay. And then when we come back, I do have some quick announcements, and we're going to talk to Bridget some more. We're going to get some social media tips and tricks. And I think we're done with the singing, but too bad because that was fun.
So
we're
going
to have to bring you back. Don't go away. We've got one more segment. Stay tuned.
Make your family number one. Work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, and make money. This Little Parent Stayed Home. Online at thislittleparent.com. This Little Parent Stayed Home with Ali Lopreet.
Tired of old school fundraising? Hey, who needs the stress? Paperwork, selling, collecting money, delivering stuff. As a mom of three, I got so sick of the constant requests to buy or sell stuff my family didn't need. So I thought, I have to fix school fundraising. And then I did. Use edrover.com to browse and shop online for thousands of top brands, or buy instant e-gift cards to stores and restaurants for you or a friend. Shop from any computer, tablet, or smartphone, and earn a percent of anything you buy. What a great way to earn funds for your favorite school. It's smart, easy, fun fundraising. Start shopping for your school at edrover.com.
You busy moms, I get you. You have a long list of things on your plate every single day, and very often the hardest part is just staying organized. So contrary to what you might actually think, I'm not an organized person, but I do benefit from the act of organizing. And I have a surprise for you. If you relate, if you have a difficult time staying organized on a daily basis, you're going to want to download your free copy of the Productivity Workbook. It's built especially for career savvy parents by me. I put together a compilation of templates like task lists, scheduling templates, progress trackers, so much more. This is my free gift to you. All you have to do is go to AllieLaprete.com to claim your free productivity workbook right now.
Be one of the millions of parents who are bringing their careers home. It's not about how hard you work, it's about how smart you work. This Little Parent Stayed Home with your host, self-made mompreneur, Allie Lopri.
All right, we're back to the final segment. I do have some announcements, and you're going to want to grab a pencil and a pad of paper to write these things down. A reminder that I'm going to be on the East Coast at the end of July. So if you're going to be there, come join me. I'm going to be speaking at the Interconnections for Women event. And I know for a fact that we also have lots of men going. So if you're a man, don't let that hold you back. I would love to see you, especially if you're a fan of This Little Parent Stayed Home. There is an early bird ticket special, and I think it's a good 10-15 bucks off the ticket, and you get like a steak dinner, and I'm the keynote speaker, so you're gonna want to go. It's a Wednesday night. The event is July 30th, and it's in Atlantic City. Fun times. Grab your tickets at interconnectionsforwomen.org. That's interconnectionsforwomen.org. And you can find your reservation on the events tab. And wow, I'm really looking forward to that one. I just cannot wait to get back to the East Coast. That's where my blood is. Even Chris Labrit, my husband's going to be there. Also, I was thinking one of our sponsors is Clever Container. And I wanted to point this out because, you know, when we went to Hurricane Harbor, I was wearing that little pack. Everybody was coming up to me and saying, where do you get this thing? I kid you not. When I wear this thing, I'm stopped at least 15 times during the day. So here's what it is. It's this weatherproof, waterproof, beachproof, summerproof pouch that you can put your iPhone in. You can swim in the pool with it. You can bury it in the sand if you want to. Your phone is going to be like 200% protected, and it's the greatest thing in the world because the pouch is clear, and because it's thin, you can actually still use your phone while you're laying in the water. I've like laid in the water texting people, and it's been my like favorite thing to do this summer when I take my kids to, you know, the pool or to the water park. I float in the lazy river and I play words with friends. How cool is that? So I just had to tell you about it. Go to this little parent.com, and you're going to see a link to Clever Container, and then you can just go to their site, search for the H2O pouch. I believe it's only like 15 bucks, and you know, and everyone wants to know where I got mine, so now you know where I got mine. Finally, we have a webinar coming up on Monday. Get your kids to listen without nagging, reminding, or yelling. This is completely and totally free. If you're tired of the yelling, tired of the whining, tired of being tired, I promise you, moms and dads, you're not alone. From toddler temper tantrums to teenage talking back, parents wonder what it takes to get kids to just cooperate, to just reason with you, you know, no more fighting and yelling. If you're tired of all that nagging and reminding, you're going to want to go to this free course. It's free. We have partnered with Amy McCready. She's the founder of Positive Parenting Solutions for the second time. She's also a Today Show contributor, and she's offering this course completely, totally free. It's Monday, June 23rd, and you can get that sign-up link. You do have to register for it. Go to OurMilkMoney.com, and right there on the homepage, you're going to learn the 5 R's of fair and effective consequences. You are going to learn how to have a lifetime of peace in your home. This course 2 years ago absolutely changed the relationship that I had with my kids, and now it's just joyful and pleasant and so much easier. I was telling you about it.
Yeah.
Bridget, it just changed everything. So please sign up for that. This is your last time to do it. It's Monday, June 23rd at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's free. Go to OurMilkMoney.com and sign up on the link where it says get your kids to listen without nagging, reminding, or yelling. And finally, don't forget to sign up for the free webinar that Bridget and I are doing together the first Wednesday of every month. Go to thislittleparent.com and look for the beautiful picture of the two of us where it says learn how to make money online. It has been revamped. It is no longer just 30 minutes. It is now a full hour of tips and tricks and strategies to help you in your current business or a business that maybe you have not yet started. If you want to learn how to make that extra supplemental income for you and your family, or you want to fund it the way that Bridget has funded her singing career. So that's going to be great. So Bridget, we only have a few minutes left with you, but I would love for you, since you're such a social media master of marketing queen, I would love for you to share some tips with us before we go on how to really promote yourself on social media. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So yeah, pens and papers at the ready.
I'm ready.
So I thank you, Allie.
I actually have my pen out and ready.
Awesome. All right. So first and foremost, define your goal for social media. So figure out what it is that you want to do. Is it, establish more credibility in your industry? Is it to sell a particular product? Is it to draw people to a class? Mm-hmm. Is it to create buzz around a book or an album? So really get clear about that, because what I see in social media, and which brings me to tip number two, is less than 30 minutes a day. Yes, my friends, this is what I teach in my social media marketing course. I do not want you spending any more than 30 minutes a day on social media. Social media is about clear goals that you have and consistent action over time.
Mm.
It's about getting on there, 20 or 30 minutes a day, every day, 4, 5, 6 days a week, mm-hmm. and making your posts. Which brings me to tip three.
So we're going, do we already do two? Oh,
yeah.
So the first one is define your goal.
Define your goal.
Two, what?
Less than 30 minutes a day.
Less than 30 minutes.
Okay. Social media is about consistent action over time and creating relationships. I would say tip number three is what I call my 75-25 rule. And it could even be a 90-10 rule, but we'll go with 75-25. I want 75% of all your posts on social media, whether that's, I actually am teaching a new video marketing course coming mm-hmm. up, whether that's your videos or your Facebook or your Twitter or your LinkedIn or your Pinterest, I don't care what it is, 75% at least of your posts must add value to your audience. This is either adding value or entertaining them,
mm-hmm.
or being personal, getting personal with them. What's so fantastic about social media is it gives you the ability to increase your know, like, and trust factor and have people really feel like they get to know you, because people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And then you're okay. So you're like, all right, Bridget, what about that other 10 to 25% of my posts? That can go right specifically to your goal. Absolutely. That is the time to, like Allie said at the very top of the show, unapologetically, and I will say appropriately, promote your value. That's the time to say, come listen to me on the radio.
Right.
Come to my social media course. Come to my speaker training. Buy my album. Buy my book.
Mm-hmm.
That is the time to say, yeah, like, I've given you all this value. I've entertained you. I've given you personal details of my life.
And you've been interactive.
You've
liked other people.
Thank you. Thank you. Right.
Which is important. You have to stay interactive. People
Thank you, Allie.
People get really annoyed. They're not going to want to listen to you. You have not earned the right to promote yourself unless you have built up those relationships and, like you said, the know, like, and trust factor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Engage with people. Like their stuff. Under 30 minutes a day, friends. We do not need social media to be a time drain. And then use that 10 to 25% to go ahead and unapologetically, appropriately promote your value.
I love this. So I'm going to add to this even more because
awesome.
I'm all about structure and strategy. And so if you say 30 minutes a day, then I'm going to commit to that. I'm going to go, great, 30 minutes a day. And so I will have a plan in place where I'm going to go, okay, so now I'm going to pull from a quote that I love, and I'm going to post that, and I'm going to ask people to engage with this. What do you think of this quote? Okay, so I'm going to post that once a day. All right.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to spend another 5 minutes going through and liking people and making comments and
awesome.
Saying, oh, I love this. And, you know, giving them some attention and some energy as well. And so that takes another 5 minutes. All right. And then I'll take another 5 minutes to rant about something, maybe, okay, or repost something, or even maybe help somebody else promote themselves.
Yes.
That's a great thing.
Yes.
And really align yourself with people that are going to give back to you. I mean, you can't, don't just do it, but be like, hey, I'm going to promote you. Can I count on you next time? Collect your favors, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The personal JVs. Relationships are currency in today's new medium.
Yeah.
So you appropriately, unapologetically, I love that word, Allie, use those relationships and absolutely. And I love that. Yeah. Structure that. And when I say 30 minutes a day, it could be like 15 minutes twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Post something, right? Cross-platform promoting, right? You can use the same content. I don't know what number tip we're on, but don't try to come up with new content for Pinterest and Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube. And right, figure out that one content, write a blog about it, make a video about it, post that video to Facebook, take a picture, stick the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you repurpose all that content, make your life easy, and you will see whether it takes 3 months, 6 months, or a year, you will literally have what Allie has, what I have, thousands of followers, thousands of relationships of people who say, I appreciate the value you've given me.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like register me for your class. I want to learn more. Like, yes.
And, you know, I'm really careful and selective. I mean, I have, you know, thousands and thousands of people on my email marketing newsletter, and I promote to them once a week. They're used to that now. I have a show every week, but I'm really selective. I do not bombard them. They know that. I'm not going to send them something that is not of value to them or worth their time. I'm really selective because I value their time as well.
Absolutely.
And when you value the time of the people that you are aiming to help, then you're going to create your message in a way that speaks to them and is of benefit to them rather than speaking at them like they owe you something or, you know, to sign up for your class.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. No. I have many jokes with some of my good social media mastery friends who are, we're in the same space, and we have a joke. We're like, I'm just going to put up a bunch of posts that says like, buy my stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, just buy my stuff. No, there's no value. There's no entertainment.
Yeah.
Just buy my stuff. It's obviously that's a joke, right?
But what I don't understand is that when you're doing that, when you're putting that out there, you know, my thought is, do you like that? Do you like when people are constantly telling you to buy things?
Right.
You know, is that something that you respond to? No. In fact, advertising is like completely blown on us. We tune them out. Our brain has actually become accustomed to just tuning out all those pop-up things, all those ads. Even if it's appropriate for us, we're not paying attention because we've already trained ourselves to say, nope, not paying attention.
Right.
And so that's why that doesn't work. So you have to find ways to get around that. You have to find ways. I know people that actually go and search online for conversations that are already happening in their field of expertise so that they can be of service. So they can jump in and say, hey, I actually have some expert advice for you. And as a side note, if you want to know more, here's where you can find me.
Yes, that we should add whatever tip number that is. Add that. It's awesome.
All right. Well, that unfortunately has brought us to the end of the show. That was fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Bridget Brady. You have an open invitation to come join me here at the studio anytime and sing and give free advice. Don't forget, everybody, to sign up for the Making Money Online and Social Media Marketing Tools that we are going to be hosting every Wednesday. The first Wednesday of every month. You are listening to This Little Parent Stayed Home on iHeart's Extreme Talk Radio. I hope you will have a gorgeous week. Love and hug and enjoy the momentous occasion of just living in the moment and being with your husband and your kids this summer. Stay cool out there. We'll see you next time.